This is Nigeria Info 92.3. Good morning, Nigeria.
We are loading product all over the country in all the depots 24 hours. Truck numbers are increasing. We have seen the situation in Lagos and Abuja have greatly improved. We are very sure that normalcy will return very soon. Mr. Fraser is constantly coming in picture of what is happening. Everything is on course. We are working very closely with the authority that is entrusted with the responsibility of regulating what is going on. We are working with the government security agencies, particularly the Department of State Service, to ensure that products get to the stations and they are also continuous sales in the station. And we also apologize to Nigerians that this difficulty is here, but we're getting out of it.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, that was the CEO, NNPC Mele Kyari, speaking during an inspection visit to monitor supply and dispensing of petrol in the FCT. That was when he assured that the 24-hour service in NNPC stations would ensure that the scarcity of petrol ends soon. This was just a couple of weeks back, March 7, to be precise. He had to say this after we had the reports of adulterated petrol that came into the country. And he said that trucks are currently, at that time, delivering petrol to stations across the country. And we were going to get out of the whole scarcity problem shortly. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. It's the Morning Crossfire, you know already. And we are looking at the petrol scarcity situation in the country. All right, you want to say River State since we're here, but we all know it's a national issue now. But that's not all. The major concern would be, why we're still having this problem? Are filling stations hoarding the products? Many are asking that question. Why do we have variation in the prices of petrol at different filling stations at different times? Sometimes one filling station could sell different prices in the day and at night. What is responsible? Anyways, we'll find out all of this and more in the conversation today. My guest would be the chairman of the Petroleum Product Retail Outlet Owners Association of Nigeria, Francis Dinkpa. He'll be joining me in the studio shortly. While we await that conversation, you should know that also the Executive Director, Distribution Systems, Storage and Retailing Infrastructure, Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority, Okoha Ogbugo, said the NNPC has been collaborating with stakeholders in the oil sector. They've also been collaborating with security agencies. He said they were doing all of this to ensure that there was timely distribution of petrol across the country to tackle the scarcity.
We've had unprecedented supply as of today. We have exceeded the national average. We had 35 days supply stock nationally. We are focused on three main things: making sure, first of all, that vessels are discharged promptly and tested. Secondly, as they're discharged into the coastal depots, we are also working towards trucking out very promptly upcountry. For most parts, it might take 2 to 3 days, given the conditions of the road. Thirdly, our people are also monitoring in the fields and making sure that every retail outlet is dispensing from every available pump.
All right. You see the last word he said there, or the last words. Those words are important to ensure that every retail outlet are dispensing from every available pump. Anybody who's listening to me, you don't need a suit here to tell you, but I'll ask the question regardless. Are every filling station, every retail outlet you know, are they dispensing from every available pump? When they claim to have the product is another question. I was at the filling station yesterday. They had like pumps, you know, the pump that has two dispensing nozzles, right? So they have about four of them, but then they have only one they were using. And I was asking the manager a question: why aren't you using? And then for the one that's working, it's just only one nozzle they're using. And I'm like, what happened to the others? It didn't say anything. Well, interesting. But that's not all. The Nupeng also said that petrol queues have persisted because of panic buying. It's not because of lack of product. This was also some weeks ago, March 8th to be precise. He was speaking in an interview with our correspondent, Choma Ezenwafo, when he said that National Treasurer Nupeng, Alex Eguano, This was his own position about the situation.
You can see that the NNPC of the PMS, also to close the gap in terms of the shortage and the gap between the period, products are being distributed almost all over the country. Like in Abuja, some stations have been commissioned to make sure they operate 24 hours in order to reduce the panic buying. I think what is actually causing most of the queue is the panic buying. So if everybody will be patient and buy what they think they will use, the queue will not be much as that. The whole are still buying to stock.
Panic buying is the reason why we have queues, is what he says. And he said, if we stop the panic buying, then there may not be need for queues. We would not have queues. But people are buying because they are scared, and they are buying more than what they need. And that is a problem. I'll go to the phone line shortly, but there's also something I need us to listen to before I get our thoughts, because a few things I'm trying to point out first, and one of them was, are filling stations selling from all available dispensing points, pumps? Are they selling from all available pumps? Big question. That's not all. Zonal Chairman of Petroleum Product Retail Outlet Owners Association of Nigeria, Prince Sonny Ngbe, he said that the planned strike by petrol tanker stalled efforts being made to tackle the petrol scarcity situation. And he said the NNPC should increase supply to address the situation. Now, the hike in petrol pump price is expected to reduce by the end of this week. That was in February 25, what I'm saying to you now. This was something that was said by Deputy Chairman of NUPENG. All right. So he was speaking with when our correspondent visited some depots at Iwofe Obiakpo government area, a local government area. Oil tankers were loading kerosene and petrol and gas, cooking gas. The deputy chairman of NUPENG, Masters Energy, Chinedu Nwabufo, said from tomorrow, that was supposed to be February 26, there will not be scarcity of petrol in River State, one, and the price will go down to government approved price of 165 naira, he said. The big question is, how much are you still buying petrol? I open the phone lines and we get to hear from you this morning before our guest arrives the studio. 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003-0007-0009. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning. But Andrew.
Yeah, go ahead.
Andrew, I don't believe that the why there is queue in filling station is because of the panic buying. I don't believe in that. Andrew, the cause is that the demand is higher than the supply. That is the cause. Not that there is, if there is fuel in almost all the filling stations, thereby you can enter and buy filling fuel freely. And there should be no panic buying our queue in the filling station. You see, Andrew, before I hang up, Andrew, you see, people, all these are our leaders, they should not at the hour. What if at the end of the week, today is Wednesday, you are telling us at the end of the week, what if at the end of the week nothing happens?
Besides, he said that what he said was said 2 weeks ago, or last week rather.
Okay, I mean the one that the commissioner for energy said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're coming
to
that.
At the end of the week, why today is Wednesday? What if by the end of this week we still have this queue on the police stations? What will he tell us again? Sometimes I do tell them that if you should don't tell us anything, until we see the result of it before you should tell us. Because this is the situation that you tell us after telling us that it happens that You come out to life for us. You are not doing yourself any good. That is my thing.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning to you.
This is Akoko from Abokete.
All right, go on.
Listen, we buy from 230 naira and 235 naira, and they are staying that why fuel is causing the cost of fire panic How can it be bias panic? If it is a fuel in all police stations, what must they be telling us that it's bad? That's why it's free. But that's the language of politicians. I don't like that language. If that's the fuel in police stations, the fuel will be down. I get it, man. We know that for how many years now, there was no cost of fuel. All these petrol tankers and other ones, they want to make up money by this day. There's a lot of fuel, but most of them lock up their police station not to be selling. They have to go. They have to bring out the task force to be monitoring these people. Are you getting me?
Mm.
So that's what I want to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning. My name is Victor.
Victor, good morning. Go on.
I don't believe that statement by that man that said he's a panic buying. There's something like a panic buying. Nobody has a stamp in his heart that he's buying for the store. He does the bureaucracy they do in this Nigeria. There is no fuel, there's no fuel. Let us agree that there's no fuel. Okay, how much are you buying in a liter? They are saying panic buying. Okay, why do you not buy panic buying and they'll be selling the normal price? There's nothing like that. They should say the book by the horn. We'll be sitting out in this country and it is bad. We can't have the river, we will not be swimming and say there's soap inside our house.
Do you have filling stations dispensing petrol in your area?
No, they are not selling my area. The place I went to buy, we bought as much as 250.
250 naira a litre.
50 naira.
Where is your area? Yes. Where is your area?
Around the after over the Kore side. We bought 250. I don't have to mention name. I won't mention name of any police station, but we bought 250 naira per litre.
Mm.
So what are they telling us?
Okay.
Even the Santa Union, they are not even having issues. So everything is just, I don't know what I would say, but we don't go to federal government. They need to do what they are supposed to do.
Mm.
Not that somebody will be there, then depending on that NFC wants to take that, they want to do this, they want to do that. It's wrong. We have to have the constant monitoring of all these things. If you have people that are going from police station to police station and not taking bribe, going to any police station, they find out that they are tied their meter and they are selling above the four price and they still have that police station, others will learn. That is my take this morning.
All right, thank you very much. So with us here in the studio, I told us earlier that we're going to have the chairman of Petron River State Chapter, Francis Dinkba, and he is here with me. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rivers people.
I should say Happy New Month, Happy New Week. It should
happy be everything.
Happy everything. Happy for scarcity.
Of course, no.
You heard some of the callers. I'm pretty sure on your way you heard some of the conversation and some of the assertions. But my first question to you would be, why do we still have the scarcity despite many promises that's been made before now that, oh, in the next few days, in the next few weeks, that's not a problem. Product is going out. We have ordered all of retail outlets to dispense products. Why do we still have the scarcity?
You can say that the scarcity is still on because the fact is obvious.
Mm.
When supply is less than demand, definitely there's going to be scarcity.
Mm.
The Petroleum Product Retail Outlet Owners Association of Nigeria is deeply concerned with distribution, procurement and distribution to the people of available stock.
Mm.
So the fact is that the stock is not yet extremely available.
Okay.
So there is a scramble for a partition of the small available product for the whole nation. And the River State Chapter of Petron is doing everything positive within our reach to procure expected enough for River's people.
Mm.
But that enough is not yet very enough, and that is why we are still experiencing scarcity.
So, depots in this state do not have enough product available. Is that the situation?
Well, you can see that this matter is a serious matter for us. That is why I am here with the state PRO, Mr. Addison Kanu, to throw so much light on this issue. He moves from station to station to assess situation.
Okay.
And even yesterday, he was at the depot to assess the situation on ground. And the depots are not loading enough, are not loading out enough for our people.
Mm.
Besides, not just Rivers people are buying from the depots in Rivers State. We have emphasized this matter. A lot of persons from all over Nigeria.
Yeah.
Take a walk, Nigeria Info, take a walk or take a drive to the depot. You will find out that the distance from the last truck to the depot sometimes is over 5 kilometers. Queue. 5 kilometers queue. That is the whole Nigeria gathering for one hole to get product. It's not easy. I had somebody calling that they should go, government should go from filling station to filling station. They should do this, they should do that. If only you appreciate what filling station owners are doing in River State, you will know that we are really doing our best. We are doing
what
our
are they
best.
Doing? What are they doing?
What we are doing is that, for, as I speak to you, early this morning, the national president of our association is here in River State and held a meeting with NDPRA, amongst many things, holding series of meetings to ensure that these products are made available to us. Right now, they have been able to press on government to load out from PPMC depot. And we're aware that a vessel came to PPMC depot last week and was reversed to Lagos. Now,
why?
It has taken, for whatever government reasons, but it has taken Petron, Petroleum Product Retail Outlet Owners Association of Nigeria, to press it on government that another vessel should come. And it came. And they are going to start loading out this morning from PPMC depot this morning.
Is the state government aware of this vessel that was redirected or reversed to Lagos State?
Oil issues of petroleum products or crude oil in Nigeria is on exclusive list. The state government will do what they can do. And they won't do what federal government is supposed to do. So, for example, the state government...
So, are you hinting that perhaps the federal government could know why the vessel was reversed to Lagos?
Of course, they do. They know. So, we the association had to press on the NMPC, PPMC, press on them. And as I speak to you now, due to the efforts of the Petroleum Product Retail Outlet Owners Association of Nigeria, one vessel is about to start offloading this morning in PPMC here in Port Harcourt. So the masses are not seeing that. What they are seeing is that they go to filling station owners are criminals, they are thieves, they are that. You don't understand what it takes to bring product to a filling station.
Mr. Dingba, we'll continue with you. We have a short commercial to go for shortly. But before we go on that commercial, I'd like Mr. Kanu here. You said he's been visiting filling stations. So,
yes.
Mr. Kanu is the PRO Petron River State chapter. He'll give us updates on this. Something I experienced yesterday, I went to a filling station. They were selling at 225 naira. Another one close was selling 230. But that was not even the worry for me. The concern was the fact that they were asking people to pay. People who want to buy with jerry cans to pay 100 naira for the jerry cans before they sell for them. I don't know if in your tour you've seen that. And what else have you observed, and what are you doing to address some of these issues?
First of all, I'll say good morning to Rivers people. Good morning to Petroleum Product Retail Outlet Owners Association members, especially Rivers State Chapter, for the effort they are putting in to see that products get to the masses. On the question you asked, you know, when situations are like this, people tend to, you know, take advantage of the situation. So those unscrupulous elements, they are not don't be surprised, they are just hoodlums hanging about the petrol stations.
No, you know, this happened. I was watching it happen, and I could verify that the pump attendant worked for that particular filling station. The manager was even aware, because I had to walk up to him and asked for the manager, and I said, why are you doing this? And then the dispensation was even worse. They had those pumps that had two nozzles, one on each side. They were selling with just one, and I was, the others are there, you have other attendants, is it that you don't have products enough? He didn't say anything. He said nothing. And I said, if you don't have, maybe that's why this is not working. You tell us. But why are you selling this one that's working? You're even selling with just one nozzle and not both. And then the next thing they say was, go and close the gates. So we're beginning to... And people
That's why the PRO is telling you that those attendants are unscrupulous. They are not doing as directed. We have directed. Once you get petrol, in your station. Whether it is because what we are doing now is that three filling stations can come together to buy one truck, they distribute it one compartment, that's 15,000 liters. Mm. And if you open your station to sell 15,000 liters, I beg you, in the next 2-3 hours, 4 hours, you are finished. So somebody could just come and you're selling before the next minute it has finished. And the person say, you just locked your gate, like you're saying. It's not that he just locked their gate, the fuel has finished. And when the pump is about to cut dispensing, if you allow it to cut by itself, that means you do priming before it will start rolling. So when it's beginning to slow down the pumping, you have to stop to save the pump from being tampered with, you know. So, but the fuel attendant that is collecting 100 naira from masses, if we find out anyone, we advise the director to take punitive measures on them. Sometimes they even penalize them, and we make sure they are properly penalized, because you cannot take advantage of the situation. And we tell our members, nobody should take advantage of the situation, just as we tell the masses to stop panic buying, stop buying in jerry can, buy only what you need. We keep telling them. So we will make sure that any attendant that is found in this Oscar Plus activity is penalized. Our members know about that. Mm. So that's why PRU described them like that, because he is the one that has been going around and he sees all these things. He has even advised in some situations, he has stood in some places to say, you have to remove this attendant from this pump for this action that you're saying. Mm. So we're not happy to that kind of situation.
All right, Mr. Dinkpa, thank you. Mr. Kano, we'll get back to you after the commercial to tell us more of what you've seen in your course of touring various filling stations in the state. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. The Morning Crossfire continues shortly. Remember, you can send your questions via WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. You can even join the conversation on social media, Nigeria Info PH. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
I was still very much in the studio. My guest here with me, Mr. Dinkpa, Chairman, the Petron, and the PRU, River State Chapter, Mr. Kanu, all present. There's a lot to talk about, but limited time. So as much as possible, we have to be precise and manage the time that we have. So when we open the phone lines and you call in, please endeavor to go very, very straight to the point. I had to add the very twice, so you understand how much we need to maximize the time. Quickly, we had a lot the conversation while the commercial was on. And I need to talk to us. I was telling you about the bad petrol I think I bought because of the amount of money I had to spend to fix my generator and the rest, and my mechanic says I got bad petrol. Do we still have bad petrol in circulation? Mr. Kanu?
I think the federal government knew about that bad petrol that was in circulation towards at the earlier part of last month. Mm. And I think they did all the calls to mop up that bad fuel, but I don't think they mopped up completely all the entire bad fuel. So some are still in circulation. So if anybody complains of bad fuel, having bought bad fuel, it could still be from that stock.
With the bad fuel that founders went to the country for Petron, how have you managed it? Has there been any move to get to the government to understand who is responsible, who should be punished, who is paying for the cost that the bad adulterated petrol caused Petron and other associations?
Yes, Petron has done so much through our national leadership, and you know that was a national issue. The issue, even though we noticed it in Port Harcourt here, but we understood that it was a national issue. It was from PPMC. And the national ESCO has been on PPMC to see how mitigations could be done. I mean, how some recoveries and compensations. It could be that. I think that's still ongoing.
Mr. Dinkba, if you can just explain to us this. We have noticed that petrol stations now sell petrol at different prices. Some 200, some 220, 25, different. What's responsible for this? Why do we have variation in the pump price of petrol at the moment?
Variation is simple because procurement is not the same. The procurement, you procure from one or two different depots, and the process of procurement is not the same. Somebody goes to the depot and maybe he buys at 205 or 200. There's no way he's going to sell. If you buy at 205, you cannot sell the same thing with somebody who bought at 200. I could buy today at 200 and tomorrow, because of the challenges at the depot, maybe I buy at 205 and my stock is there. If I bought at 200 and my stock is there, both of us are not going to sell the same thing. Then when we go back to the market, as we go and come back, whatever thing we see, we bring back and sell. And we sell it at the price we buy. And it is not uniform because it's not bought at the same time, it's not bought from the same place, it's not bought on the same platform.
What about the depots? We regulate them. We know we have the private-owned depots, aside from the government owns, and then the NNPC supplies. So where do retailers buy these products from? Private depots?
Private depots.
So who's regulating the price?
The federal government is the one that gives the private depots products.
What's the official price for private depots to sell?
As I speak to you here now, the product is supposed to sell at filling stations at between 162 and 168 maximum. That's the pump price we're supposed to sell.
Okay.
That means we're supposed to buy at between 140 something, 140 plus to 151.
148
to
plus the logistics.
That's
if product lands at around 152, 153, 155, we could do at 165.
Okay.
Yes, but whereby this product, we can get it at 155 landing, then there's no magic. There's not no how we can sell at 165.
So how much is the landing cost now for the product?
The landing cost for the product now, you can say, is it the landing cost or
the cost you buy from depots?
Depending on the individual depot. The depots have their various different prices. There's no uniform prices. There's no uniform price.
So give us an
depot
idea.
Depot private could say
for 200, 200, 210, 205.
That's the landing.
Landing.
205. I think there was a customer that said he bought at 217, and there's no how somebody would put the overheads, the product lands at 217, and he would be expected to sell at 165. It's not possible. So you get by at whatever rate you buy, you add up your margin, and you break even.
So in other words, the position of retail outlets would be, from a business perspective, how they can recoup the monies that they are spending, judging by how much they are buying from depots.
That's it, because most of these business owners, they obtain their funds from financial institutions. They get their money from their banks, and these funds have to be serviced.
All right, let's open the phone lines. We'll just take one or two calls before we continue with the questions. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Andrew.
All right, go on. You have less than a minute.
Okay, my name is David West, ATM Nigeria.
Okay.
And I'm calling you from the city of Nigeria.
Go ahead.
From the discussions with your guest, I am meant to understand, or should I put it this way? Let me ask the question this way. Is it that the private depot owner, they get the product from NNPC direct at an exorbitant price or an additional price, then when the petrol retail outlet, that is the petrol station owner, the petrol station comes to buy from them, they too will in turn add the price? Is that what they are telling us?
Okay, that's the question I was asking.
That's a very beautiful question. The NNPC, PPMC is the one that gives product to these private depots. If you believe that what they are selling is not what you have asked them to sell, PPMC, you have depot. Why don't you take this product to your depot and dispense it at the right price? Why is it that PPMC will always bring this product and send them to the private depot? That means the private depot is doing the bidding of the PPMC.
Mm.
If not, they have depots. PPMC have depots. They can dispense these products from their depot at the control price.
All right. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Straight to the point.
Yes. My question is it this way that they were liars with the federal government and the oil marketers and the NNPC to be punishing the citizens of this country? Then, if that is where they have decided, when will they stop? This will stop. Thank you.
Very beautiful, my brother. I think we are all suffering. The pain is on everybody. We filling station owners have a challenge to dispense. If you're dispensing with a dispenser, for example, you will not be comfortable that your dispenser is pumping from morning to night without rest. It's going to tamper on the health of that dispenser. So we are not also very comfortable that this situation is going on. Our margin has fallen. The banks are on us, on our members. So it's not a good one for us. We believe that there is good news to answer your question. The good news is that as I speak to you this morning, like I said, our national president, Prince Gillis Harry, Dr. Gillis Harry, just rose from a meeting with the DPRO, what you call NDPROA, and other PPMC agencies, executives, and they have agreed that today they will start loading up product from PPMC depot. As I speak to you, that a vessel is there. And they have assured
us...
the
vessel that was reversed to Lagos?
No, another one was reversed. This one, due to the pressure from Petron, this one is kept now. And they have promised us, too, that another one is coming back to back.
Okay.
But, you know, I was in the station last time and I said, if the promises of the federal government and the PPMC is anything to go by, then we can authoritatively say that the end is in sight. If the promises that there's going to be another vessel back to back, the one in PPMC, is anything. But if not, my brother, we are still where we are.
Because the River State Commissioner for Energy and Natural Resources also warned residents against panic buying. But most importantly, he advised marketers to stop hoarding petrol and take advantage
Nobody can hoard petrol now.
Just a minute, because he said that the issue with... the scarcity could end before this week because the NNPC depot in Port Harcourt will soon start loading. Is that something? Is that a confirmation?
Yes. What I'm saying this morning is a confirmation of that.
What he
said, that NNPC depot, that PPMC depot might start loading. They said they will start loading today.
Mm.
We are yet to see that happen. We are all having our trucks expectant. If it goes on, we'll still come back to the radio and tell us that we have started loading. Okay. But then, the issue of hoarding. No filling station owner is hoarding. This our compliance team is giving us report by the day.
Because the question is, we have some filling stations that sell during the day, and then all of a sudden, you see all of them, nobody with product to sell the next morning. Isn't that the product got finished and the car
is stopped? Exactly. If you see filling station, like I told you, 3-4 filling stations can share one truck. And if you're pumping fuel with one dispenser, a dispenser can pump as much as 10,000 liters from morning till evening and it's off. Then when you're pumping with two dispensers, it's a matter of a few hours, it's off. So you could just be passing and you go to revise with a line. Before you come back, it has finished because it's just a minimum quantity that everybody is sharing.
All right, hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
My brother, good morning.
Good morning.
The question is just asked that the money direct as well and later on they go off. You see, when they start selling fuel, sorry, my name is Austin, I'm calling from.
Go on, yeah.
You know, when they start selling fuel, the money, once they realize, well, the motor stations are selling like 200 and all that, they will stop. Then, again, once they realize that government are coming for them, that they will come and check. They are filling stations to know how much they are selling. They will stop. Then at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening, the price will skyrocket to 250, 300, 230, 240. You understand? They knew very well that time the government will not come for them. They will not start selling you till 10 o'clock. So filling stations during that long, you are close around 10, 11 o'clock. What is going on? Who are they cheating on?
A big question, Mr. Kano.
My dear brother, everything still boils down to the product is not available. There is scarcity of this product. where once the whole system is wet with product, go and sleep. Everything will... It wasn't like this. Was it like that? You can attest to the fact that things were not like this. When all the depots had fuel, you could go to any depot and buy and get your fuel. The people were even selling below the pump price. Customers were taking their time to choose which station sells less than 165 or which station sells our members were selling as low as 160. Mm. That was when the product everywhere was wet with product. So as soon as, though, you don't blame anybody, you don't say this person, when government comes to check on this person or when a task force comes to check on this person, no. The solution to it is if the stations, the state, the federation is wet with this product, then all this panic buying, all this scarcity goes. So that's the thing we are just expecting. Right. Hopefully that things will get all this problem will get over soon.
Let's take a few messages before we wrap up. Good day. The best thing Governor Wike PDP should do now is put please, panic buying can't stop. It's not unique to petroleum products for Nigeria. It occurs where demand is less. Flood the market with PMS and see if the queue will still exist. Another way to clear the question, which will have a negative ripple effect on the economy, is to increase price. But the question I would like to ask is, what is causing this scarcity? If the Russia versus Ukraine war is the cause, can't we buy petrol from neighboring countries? Why are refineries not working? Good morning, Andrew, and the guest in the studio. Please, I want to know if there is a way they will be making public the list of petrol stations that have products on a daily basis. Good morning to the men in your station. They are aware what is happening. Even if you call them to report the dubious activity of this petrol station, they won't do anything. It's just we're talking us. Benga Samuel from Port Harcourt. If you meant what you're saying, give us your number. Let's call you to report these people. Aloji King from Omuma. Until we come to the realization of the fact that Nigerians owning our own refinery that is functioning optimally, this issue of fuel wahala will continue even to the next generation. The insincerity of this government agencies is what we're suffering. May God help us and help the common Nigerian man. So is there a contact people can report issues to when filling stations are acting unprofessionally or against the conduct?
Yeah, we have numbers to call.
Okay.
The ease of doing business line is always on. That's 080-33-426-801. That line is always on. In case of any report, any complaint, just dial the number and you get a response immediately.
Can we take that again, please?
080-33-426-801.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you got that number. If you didn't, we may have to call it again. But let's take this one call before we wrap up. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning.
All right. Go ahead. A few seconds is what
my
you have.
My question is not directly this way. In other OPEC countries, they have their refineries and they don't suffer all this flare crisis and crisis are passed through. Why is it that we cannot rehabilitate our finance and build a new one so that the citizens of this country at least will rest one day from suffering? Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
If I fear me, this is the question that we expect from people, not the question of hacking on filling station, hitting filling station owners. Why are the refineries not working? We have said it over and over that we support the regulation. Petroleum Product Retail Outlet Owners Association of Nigeria support the regulation, but that refineries should be functional. Modular refineries should be encouraged, especially in the Niger Delta, where the raw material is very available to patronize modular refineries. If the refineries are working, we wouldn't have this challenge we're having today. In fact, Nigeria will be benefiting because the international market is booming because of the pressure between Russia and Ukraine. The international market is booming.
But even at that, we have the oil price up, but people are still saying it would not benefit us.
Yes, it's not benefiting us now because the oil price is up. You are selling at high price as a country. You are buying finished product as also a high price.
Because of cost of production.
So, but assuming you are refining, Nigeria would have been experiencing boom like in the days of Gowon,
oil boom, because the international market price is high. So we have a problem in our hand. The refinery should be made to function.
All right, thank you very much. But we're out of time already. Mr. Kandu, if you can give us those numbers one more time so people can call when they have complaints to make.
The ease of doing business hotline is 080-33-426-801.
All right, you got that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your time. Mr. Dinkwa, Chairman Petron, River State Chapter, and Mr. Kanu, the PRO, River State Chapter. Thank you very much once again.
You're welcome.
We hope this is thank the thing of the past as soon as possible.
Well, we hope that today, tomorrow, if they start loading out from that PPMC depot and the back-to-back comes in, we would like to come back to the station to tell River State people the truth. If not, we would still like to come back here to tell River State people the truth.
All right, thank you very much. That's it on The Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Thank you for your contributions. Stay tuned.